Johnson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the U.S. military's new expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces has begun in Germany. Goal is getting a battalion of about 500 troops back to the battlefield to fight Russians in the next 5 to 8 weeks. General Mark Milley says the troops being trained left Ukraine a few days ago to head to Germany. So-called combined arms training is aimed at honing the skills of the Ukrainian forces so they'll be better prepared to launch an offensive or counter any surge in Russian attacks. Milley spoke Sunday to reporters traveling with him to Brussels. The death toll from a Russian missile strike on an apartment building in the southeastern Ukrainian city rose to 30 Sunday. The National Emergency Service reported as rescue workers scrambled to reach survivors in the rubble. Emergency crews worked through the frigid night and all day at the multi-story residential building, where officials said about 1,700 people live. Authorities in Nepal say that most of the 72 people aboard a plane that crashed there on Sunday were killed in the accident. AP correspondent Julie Walker filed the report.
Nepal Civil Aviation Authority says the regional passenger jet crashed into a gorge while landing at a newly opened airport in the resort town of Pokhara. Witnesses rushed to the scene. At least one reported hearing cries for help from within the fiery wreck. Another said he saw the plane spinning violently in the air as it was about to land, then it nosedived. The twin-engine ATR-72 aircraft, operated by Nepal's Yeti Airlines, was flying from the capital, Kathmandu. It was carrying 68 passengers, including 15 foreign nationals, none of them American, according to authorities. I'm Julie Walker.
Newly empowered House, and this is VOA News.
Nepal Civil Aviation Authority says the regional passenger jet crashed.
Newly empowered House Republicans are demanding that the White House turn over all information related to classified documents found at U.S. President Joe Biden's home and former office. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, sent a letter to the president's chief of staff demanding documents and communications related to his lawyer's discoveries of classified information at a Washington office and President Biden's Delaware home. On Fox News Sunday, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez, with Navy intelligence experience, says
Biden has highlighted his incompetence for the world to see.
And he says he wants to see if there's fallout from the documents not being properly stored, something Democrat Adam Schiff agrees with.
Whether there was an exposure to others of these documents, whether there was harm to national security.
On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, saying the Biden case has to be handled like the Trump documents case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
As Davos opens, Oxfam urges a windfall tax on food companies. Details on that from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Anti-poverty group Oxfam says companies making big profits as inflation surges should face windfall taxes to help cut global inequality. That's one of the recommendations of the report Forum's annual meeting of political and business elites gets underway in the Swiss ski resort of Davos. Oxfam also says that over the past 2 years, the world's super rich 1% have gained nearly twice as much wealth as the remaining 99% combined. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has received an honor guard welcome on a trip to the United Arab Emirates. The UAE is where Seoul hopes to expand its military sales while finishing its construction of the Arabian Peninsula's first nuclear power plant. His visit, which began Saturday, comes as South Korea conducts business deals worth billions of dollars and stations special forces troops to defend the UAE. The World Health Organization has appealed to China to keep releasing information about its wave of COVID-19 infections. That comes after the government announced nearly 60,000 virus-related deaths since early December following weeks of complaints it was failing to tell the world what was actually happening. The announcement gave the first official number since the ruling Communist Party abruptly dropping antivirus restrictions despite a surge in infections. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.